in tune to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7. Welcome to another show, and this is entitled Meet the Candidate. We have with us today Brandy Wentzler. This is, by the way, paid for by the candidate and or their election or re-election committee and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA staff or our employees. And I want to thank you for joining us, Brandy.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
And, well, are you enjoying the weather and the campaign and getting out there?
Well, as of now, it's getting a little chillier, so I have to bundle up a little bit more when we're knocking on those doors. But it's I love the fall, so it's A-okay.
It is a great time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is great.
It is. Well, Brandy, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Sure. Well, I grew up in the Hampton area. Just outside of Hampton, in fact. My brothers and I, we grew up on the Siebenaller family homestead. So that meant, really, we were those kids first on the bus, last off. Oftentimes, we were feeding animals before we got on the bus. So those were some early mornings. Those were some dark mornings,
so to say the least. So you were a farm girl?
I was a farm kid.
Now, milk cows, what kind of farm?
So the dairy operation was quickly let go of. That was not something my dad really wanted to take on. It is a lot of work. However, he did give us some, what did he call it, character building opportunities. Every spring, and my brothers and I, we still love to complain about this. Every spring, we'd go out to the fields. We would have to pick up rocks across 300 acres. Anything bigger than a softball, you had to pull them out of the field so that they wouldn't damage any of the implements. And then a little bit later, we would be, once the crops were up, we had to pull corn out of the beans. And there were hired hands, and they got paid, but we were paid with character building. So it all worked out.
Now, I grew up west of Hastings out in the country, not on a farm, but I worked on a farm and milked and did the whole thing. And I remember the rocks, and it was like they grew. No matter how many you took out, like every one you took out, two more popped up sooner or later.
That's what we tell people. That particular piece of property, it just grows rocks. And later we found out that there's actually an implement that pulls those out of the ground for you. But Dad, once again, he reiterated that.
Is there really?
There is.
I did not know that.
Yes. So the folks who farm that property now, that's what they use. And I always think my kids really missed out on an opportunity there. But really, my dad, he wanted to instill in us that work ethic, but he also really encouraged all of us to head off to school as well after graduation. So that's what I did. I graduated in 93 here in Hastings, and then I went downriver to Winona State University. And I started there as a pre-nursing student. And unbeknownst to me at the time, my husband was also there as a pre-nursing student. But both of us quickly found out that was not our path. I found I had an aversion to chemistry, and he found out he had an aversion to human blood. So those were just going to be different paths altogether. He went into music education, and I went into American Sign Language interpretation. And at the time, there was a mentor on campus who was creating a grant proposal for starting the first four-year interpreter training program right at Winona State. The grant funding fell through, but she still had this beautiful curriculum plan for how to best have a four-year degree as an interpreter. And so that was in communication studies. That's what I graduated with, and then I continued on to St. Paul Technical College to get my ASL transliteration and interpretation degree. And right from there, Tom and I, we stuck it out in Winona, got our toes into education, both of us. I was in the classroom, he was in the classroom, both in different capacities. And then it didn't take long, and we moved a little further upriver. We got to Lake City. He was working for the Lake City Public Schools. We started to have our kids. They started in the Lake City Public Schools. I was still freelancing. I was running to Winona and Rochester and all over the place interpreting. But then also in Lake City, I was offered an opportunity as a faith formation teacher. And they quickly handed me the reins and said, you should be our faith formation director. And so I became the director, the volunteer coordinator. I also led safe environment training for that particular group of individuals. It was really fun at the time. And then the opportunity of a lifetime came to us. My parents called and they said, we're ready to retire, and we really think you should come back to the farm place. And so it didn't take us long to say yes. At the time, Tom had already been actually working for Lake City Schools, but for 5 years he'd been running up river working with our Hastings marching band. And we desperately wanted to get our kids into the Hastings public schools. There were great things going on in Lake City, but there were opportunities in Hastings that we wanted to make sure our kids had. So we made that leap 10 years ago, and it was a good one. I walked away from interpreting, which was tough, but then I found a great career with our Dakota County Public Libraries. And for a brief stint, I even was a preschool teaching assistant out at St. John's I was getting in there with the 3 and 4 year olds, which is, they're a funny bunch, as well as still doing some youth leadership and faith formation. So it's been a busy and a long journey to get back here to Hastings, but it's been so worth it. We've got 2 graduates now, one at UW-Eau Claire and one up at St. Cloud State. And we've got a sophomore now who's finding his strengths and figuring out his path. And Tom and that marching band and his whole staff, they're getting ready to go to state here real soon. So we'll find out here.
Wow, coming neat. Up. Yeah. So do you still live out on the home farm?
We are on the home farm. Okay. That's where I grew up. That's where my dad grew up. That's where his dad grew up. There's quite a legacy there. It's pretty cool.
Generational.
Yeah.
And the rocks are still growing?
The rocks are still growing strong. They're now parts of my landscaping, so it all worked out. So I didn't have to pay for those with anything but sweat equity.
You're showing them off now.
That's right.
Oh, that is funny, Brandy. Well, Brandy, why are you running for the Hastings School Board?
Well, really, two things. I love a classroom, and I love being a public servant. So in my 30 years since graduation, 20 years have been spent in those classrooms, in that classroom setting. I love being around teachers. I always tell people I'm not a teacher. You know, yes, I've been in that position to teach people, but I am not what my husband is. I'm not what our professional educators are. And I wish more people had the opportunity to see. I can't call it magic because it is not magic. It is truly professionalism that happens in a classroom. When a teacher can masterfully handle all these differing personalities, the different learning styles, and then they still can get across the lesson. It's something that's truly empowering to see. So I want to give back to our teachers and to give back to our students. That's kind of my big why. My goal is to make sure that we're working for our students and our teachers in a way that continues to uphold all of the really great things that we're doing, but also to really look into what's going on now, what's happening in our future, and make sure that we continue to meet challenges head on. And and then the other piece there, you know, when we came back to the home farm, we also took over a small storage business. So I do have that business experience. I understand the laying out of financial needs over time, maintaining outbuildings. Well, obviously our schools are not outbuildings. They're a much bigger task, but I understand that whole need. And then finally, knowing that board table, there's going to be differing views, there's going to be different opinions on how things are done, but I really, I love that there is a teamwork aspect to board work. And I'm ready to get in there. I'm a good listener. I did that kind of professionally for 17 years. I had to listen in order to interpret pretty good. You know, I ask purposeful questions. I'm competent. I feel good about public speaking, and I really feel good about meeting people where they're at with their differing opinions and having really good, varied discourse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This KDWA Meet the Candidate show with Brandy Wentzler has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Brandy, what do you think is the role of a school board member? Because I think that's kind of gotten clouded over the last number of years.
Right. This was really important to me to understand even before I said, yeah, I think I want to go after this. And so as a good library worker, I had to go ahead and do my research. And so I did that. I talked to former board members and current city council members, as well as, and I looked to really our board's Minnesota School Board Association. That's kind of our guidepost. Every school in Minnesota looks to the Minnesota School Board Association for guidance on how to move forward, on how to use Robert's Rules of Order, all those things. So that's where I went. That was my resource. And so I apologize if I sound like I'm kind of reading here, but this was really important to me to understand the role, and I definitely want our citizens to understand that too, because you're voting for something that's really important. So a good board member seeks to inspire confidence in what our local schools can achieve, and a good board member is focused on finding solutions to difficult problems. The majority of those board decisions, they are in alignment with federal, state, and state and department education rules. And we are going to be the ones making sure that budget dollars are wisely allocated in support of our students' achievements. The other thing that was really important from the MSBA is the five main roles of a school board member has to focus on. The first is conduct and ethics. So we have to engage respectfully. We follow that Robert's Rules of Order. We need to be ethical in all of the ways that we move forward. Second is the vision. And for us in Hastings, that vision ties directly into our strategic plan. And the strategic plan is something that any listener can really look up online. You can see it. It's a beautiful guidepost, and it is all in support of our students being the best that they can be. Number three is policy and structure. Our board focuses on creating policy, but also following policy that is given to us directly from MSBA. Number four is accountability. We are accountable to the community. So we provide data. We provide explanation for all that we're seeing come from our schools. And then finally, advocacy and communication. Our job is to be the advocates for our teachers, for our students, for our administrators, and to communicate effectively with all of them. Finally, as a board, we don't run the school. We just make sure that the schools are operating smoothly. Our job is to entrust the educational professionals who are hired to manage the day-to-day operations. And so there's not a lot of wiggle room, as you can tell, for single board members to have a personal agenda. We operate as a team. We operate as a group of seven. And every board vote that the board makes as a group is respected, and then it's supported by the whole board. Every decision is made to benefit all the students. Yeah.
What challenges does Hastings School District face?
Okay, so yes, there are challenges. But I think we can tackle them head on. I think it's an exciting time to work for our schools. The Hastings community is happy when board meetings are respectful and duty focused. And as of the past months I've been following, everything has been very smooth and working and operating in a way that is really positive. So I'm learning a lot. An exciting thing coming down the pike is the READ Act. It was passed this past spring with bipartisan support. And so I'm excited because this is our transition year, and then next year we're going to be diving into some real assessments in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, finding out where there might be reading deficiencies and really getting on board with a new curriculum, which follows the science of reading curriculum. It's focused on phonics, which we've gotten away from actually for the past 20 or plus years. So that's going to be, I think things are already looking up. We're going to be coming out of, we're going to be climbing back up that reading proficiency hill, and then we're going to do that together. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the new state standards for history and social studies. Those are coming our way in 26-27. There's going to be some real world impact on our students with some of the requirements that are coming from there. And then moving forward, I think it's going to be really important to pay attention to the mental, social well-being of our students. My first pillar is all about dignity and access. You know, we've got Minnesota dollars that are being spent on food for our kids. Our kids are going to be physically well-fed and ready to learn. But now we need to focus on their mental safety, their emotional safety in our schools. There are certainly kids who are carrying out negative behaviors, and that needs to be addressed. They need to understand that their actions have impacts on others. So I believe as board members, we need to think about the levels of staffing for mental health and possible developmental training for current staff related to early crisis intervention, as well as trauma-informed communication styles. You know, we've got a lot of students who are hurting, and they need our help. And it's going to be important to build bridges between home and school to make those transitions into learning spaces smoother over time. And of course, parents, they can always help us by encouraging their kids to be respectful and kind at school. But we all need each other. Mm-hmm. Teachers, parents, students, we need each other. We have to form this academic team, because the goal is not just education, but it's also working to make each other better. And here's the big hope. When all of the children feel welcome in their learning environment, they thrive, they grow into the kind of adults who want to come and give back to their communities.
We have about 2 minutes left, Brandy. Mm-hmm. Other candidates have talked about declining enrollment. What do you think can be done about that?
Right. So I did, as I said before, I talked to a couple city council members. I've also talked to a few of our current and past board members, and people around me were struck by the 20% figure that has been mentioned a few times. You know, 20% of students within the Hastings School District are not attending Hastings schools. And what I learned is that is a number that actually has been around for decades. So we don't need to be surprised. We don't need to really hit the panic button on that. In fact, some of our board members took the time a few years back to make some phone calls and ask parents, you know, why is it that you've chosen this? And really, largely what they found is that parents were making decisions about, you know, based on geography. And then finally, myself as a library worker, I was taking a deep dive into census data, and all the census data was pointing at the 2020s, where we're losing retirees. Our median age here in Hastings is 55 to 56, and young families are not having 2.5 children now. They're having 1.25 children, which is, you know, hard to understand. But at the and all of that data also predicted the shortage in our workforce. So all of these things are sounding familiar once you compare the data to what's actually happening. And so what we need to do is celebrate those who show up at our door, and we got to take good care of them. And then we have to keep our eyes ahead on that continued population shift and how that's going to impact.
Okay. Any final thoughts? And of course, include in that how folks can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So really, thank you for having me. I'm excited to serve at that board table, and I hope I earn your vote. And I just want to encourage listeners to find their polling place and get out there on November 7th. And if you want to contact me, I've got a Facebook page, Instagram page, and a Gmail account. All of them are titled the same, Brandy Wensler, ISD200, Brandy Wensler, ISD200 at gmail.com. And that Wensler is WENTZ as in zebra, LER. And it's Brandy just like the beverage. I had to say it.
Okay. Thank you, Brandy. This Meet the Candidate show with Brandy Wensler has been paid for by the candidate or by their election or reelection committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. This is KDWA Hastings.